We are learning Masechta Shulam Daf Pei Tesam Abeis, and we are starting a brand new perek, perek Gid Hanosha. As we know, the pasuk in Parashas Vayishlach, it says that the Malach of Esav came to fight with Yaakov Avinu. It says in the pasuk Vateika Kaf Yerech Yaakov Veofka Imoy, and then it says in pasuk Lama Gimel Al Kain Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael Gid Hanosha Ashal Kaf Yerech Ada Yoimazeh Kinoga Bechaf Yerech Yaakov BeGid Hanosha. And this kaf hayorech is the meat that's rounded around the thigh bone. And there's a gid, there's a tendon that goes through it. And that's the gid hanosha. And it's a big machloikis if the gid hanosha is on each leg or only on one of the legs. We'll see the machloikis tanoim. And there are other machloikis as well, which gid that we're referring to. The gid apnimi, gid achitzon. And as we go through the parak, we'll get more clarity in what exactly is the isser of gid hanosha. Zok the Mishnah. Gid Hanosha, the Isser of Gid Hanosha, Noig Ba'aretz V'Chutz La'aretz. Noig Neretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Fnei Abayis V'Shnoi V'Fnei Abayis. That means when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, when it's not standing, either way, we have the Isser of Gid Hanosha. V'Chulun V'Mikdashim. The Isser of Gid Hanosha is Sai V'Chulun Sai V'Mikdashim. V'Noig V'Behemo V'Chaya. It's Noig by Sai Behemo and Sai Chaya. V'Yorech Shal Yamin V'Yorech Shal Shmol. Sai on the right thigh and the left thigh. Left thigh. Our Mishnah holds either thigh, there is a din of Gid Hanosha. But by a bird, there's no din of Gid Hanosha. Why? The basar around the thigh bone by a oif is not rounded, it's more straight. And therefore, there's no din of Gid Hanosha when it comes to a bird. And it's also the din Gid Hanosha is noyeg also by the ubar, by a shalul, by the fetus that's in the mother's stomach. Exactly what this machlek is coming up is, we'll see in the Gemara. But the Mishnah says noyeg by shalul. And Rashi Taichus means a ben tishachai, a nimsa behema. It's a 9 month, a full term behema that's nimsa behema. Has it then get a nosha? Rabbi Yehuda ain't noyeg by shalul. There's no get a nosha by shalul, v'chal b'mut, and it's chayav as well as mutter. The tabachim are not neman to say they removed the gidanasha. Since it's a very big job, they're not stam neman. That's what Ramey holds. They are neman as regular neman. They're neman to say they removed the gidanasha and the chelev, even though it's a hard job. They are neman. Talk to Gemara. The Gemara the first part of the Mishnah where it says that gidanasha is noyeg sai b'chulin sai b'mukdashim. So Gemara wants to know, what's the chiddush that if I take behema and I mak the shit, so now it's a chiddush that's asur the gid hanosha? What would happen to the gid hanosha? I had a gid hanosha the whole time, which is asur, somehow it would come mutter, mukadosh, and pshita, mshum the akche pakale is a gid hanosha, because I was mak the shit, somehow the is a gid hanosha fell off. What's the difference? Of course it's there. What's the chiddush that you have is a gid hanosha by mukadoshim? The chit hema may tell him sounds like this. Yes, we give the nice and time. That there's a big machlokes if gidim are have tam that they can consider some form of basar has ana and there's something you can eat, is it edible or not really, and does it give off tam? It's machlokes. So maybe our tana holds yes be gidim noisin tam va'osi isim mukdashim v'chayla isagid. Now what's this, the significance of yes be noisin tam? No matter if Gidim have time or not time, you're chayiv for the Isra and the love of Gid Hanosha. That's what the Torah says, you're not like Gid Hanosha. When it comes to eating Mukadoshim, either because of the Isra of Zarus, or like Rashi says, because of the Isra Me'ila, it's only by something that you have Hana from it. But if there's no Hana from it, if someone eats a piece of wood, then it's not called Hana, it's not called Achila either, and therefore would not be chayiv for Mukadoshim. So the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, that when I about the Gid Hanosha stays, the chiddush is that it's chal mukadoshim also. That when I makdish this behema for a shlomim, then I eat this Gid Hanosha, I'm chayiv for two. I'm chayiv first of all for Gid Hanosha, and second of all for hekdish. It doesn't taste like anything. No, this man knows yes, we give nice in time. So that was the chiddush of our mishnah. But also isser mukadoshim, chayal isser gid, and that's poshut that there's no problem in isser chayal isser. When the Mekdashim happen second. And the reason is because Mekdashim is a Chiyav Karas. So it's Moisiv Isser. So it's Pashit, it's Moisiv, it's Kail, it's a lot of different things. Therefore, it's Chal on the Gid. So Mishnah's Chiddush is that it's called Mekdashim, and you're Chayav Mekdashim as well. Maybe that's the Chiddush of Mishnah. Vasi Isser, Mekdashim, Chayav Isser Gid. So if that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, then the Mishnah is worded wrong. Hi Mekdashim, Noi Begid, Mabayale. It just say that Mekdashim is Noi Begid. Our loss of our Mishnah is that the Gid is noyeg by Mekdashim. The Gid is Chal by Mekdashim. And really the Chiddush is the opposite. That Hekdash is Chal on the Gid. It must be like Sava in Begidim Resetam. So Mar says, I'll tell you Pshat, the opposite Pshat, that our town halls in Begidim Resetam. And when it comes to Hekdesh, there's an Issagid, there's an Issagid, and there's no Issa Mekdashim. Why? Because Ein Begidim Resetam. And that's what Mishnah is teaching us. Uvu Mekdashim only has Gid, and that it, that's it. No Issa Mekdashim. Let's read it until one time. Like Sava, Ein Begidim Resetam. Uvu Mekdashim Issagid Ika, Issa Mekdashim Leka. And like Rashi explains, there's no Issa Mekdashim. All it has is Gidan Asha. So it would sound like a nice pshat. The problem is, it doesn't work. Why? If it's Sava Tana done in Begidim Resetam, is our Tana of this parak hold in Begidim Resetam? But nah, and it says in the Mishnah, later on, in this parak alone, it says that if someone cooks the whole Yerech and forgets to remove the Gidan Asha, so now the Gidan Asha gave Blias, gave Tam into the Yerech. If you give Tam into the Yerech, it's Aser. It's Aser to eat it. The only way out is if it's Batul B'shishim. So it says like this, V'atanan, Yerech is Bashal B'Gidan Asha, Mishvah B'nesin Tam, if it's less than 1/60th and it gives Tam, Harez Asura. And if not, then it's Mutter. So you see clearly, he's worried, if it was like a piece of wood, it wouldn't give any time at all. Just remove the Gidan Asha now and you eat the rest. There's no problem of Blias. Teretz is, our Tana holds, yes, we know Satam. So you can't say the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that only has the Isser Gid, not Mekadoshim, because why shouldn't have the Isser Mekadoshim? It is the Isser Gid, no Satam. So what exactly, back Shver, what exactly is the Chiddush of our Mishnah? So tomorrow, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is like this. Elahacha bevlodois kochim askinon. A case where it was chal the kochim immediately when it was conceived. This Vlad was conceived and it turned into a Vlad, it became kochim ready. And now, the Shaila is the Gid HaNasha Chal on the Kedoshim, because there's a concept of Ein Issa Chal Issa. The question is, the Chal on the Kedoshim or not? So our Tana says it is Chal on the Kedoshim. I Ein Issa Chal Ala Issa. The Kesava Noyeg B'Shalom. First of all, he holds that even while it's still a fetus, it's Noyeg, the Issa of Gid HaNasha. The Kesava Vlada is Kedoshim Ve'imam Ve'Kedoshim. And he holds, this man, our Mishnah will hold, that Vlada's Kedoshim are Chal, it becomes Kedosh to make Iman already, the Vlad of a Kedoshim. And therefore, it comes out that Issa Gid, Issa Mekdashim, the other Kasi, both happening at the same time, there's no problem in Issa Chalissa. While it's being conceived and turns into an animal in the mother's stomach, it's Chal Mekdashim and Gid HaNasha at the exact same time. And therefore, so that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Mekdashim means by Yashal. Because if it's talking a regular Mekdashim, of course Gid HaNasha is Chal. Watch it for all. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is talking about Mekdashim on Yashal. Talking about where it was a Vlad of a Kachim, a fetus of a Kachim, and therefore, even though the Kachim was Chal, maybe Chal first, but not Chal first, all Chal at the same time. If the sefer says noyeg b'shalom, turn that word talking about a shalom. How can you say it to one shalom the whole time if it's not mashmak on the Mishnah? So the Gemara, hach kamar, davazeh, echnami. The Mishnah is talking about a shalom. It didn't say shalom yet. No, hach kamar, davazeh. This thing that I'm telling you, the chiddush by mekdashim, because there's a gid hanasha by a shalom, happens the same time as it comes to kadosh. Davazeh machlekes Yehuda v'Rabbanan. That this thing is machlekes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan. This thing is Mechleikas Yehuda Rabbanan. And Rabbanan, fear of Yehuda, Taka, it's not Chal at all, because there's no Din Gid HaNasha by a fetus. Freit the Gemara, a new Kasha. Well, Mimatz is Amris, and that's what the Mishnah means. If Tom HaShal, Isis is all down, just saying, and this thing is Mechleikas Yehuda Rabbanan. Very good Shabbat. Freit the Gemara, Mimatz is Amris, Tavar Ba'adeh Adadi Kasi, heck you say that's Chal both at the same time. I'm going to show you it's not true. But now I'm going to the Mishnah. Al Elu Tumas HaNazim V'Galeach. On these following tumas, the nazir has to cut short his naziris, and he takes a haircut, he brings kabbalas, and he starts again. And the Mishnah Shomim Tumas say, not on a tumas sheretz or tumas avela, dafka al tumas meis. So what's the example? Al meis, va kzayis ha meis. Either it becomes tumas to a meis or kzayis ha meis, but not a sheretz. But afraid to Gemara, what's meis and kzayis meis? The kashlon, al kzayis ben a meis megaleach. If already kzayis ben a meis disqualifies an aziris, al kuli lekolshkin, of course a whole mace. What's a chiddush mace and kzayis mace? Of course kzayis mace includes a mace includes kzayis ben a mace. Barav yechnan lenitzurel neifel shenik shuray barav begidim. The chiddush of al hamace is that even though it was not born yet, all it is a neifel, and it was the whole neifel was intact and still didn't have its tendons yet, but all the evarim, all the bones, the limbs were already created. And doesn't have a kezayis basar, because doesn't have even tendons yet. So the chiddush is, even though there's no kezayis basar, still, since it's a complete nefel, still, it's betamba. Like Rashi says, shekulei kaim, v'dayin l'niskashrei yivar of begidim, shrei kol yivar of noitzrim, v'dayin el of kezayis basar, doesn't have kezayis basar yet. So that's what this Mishnah means in Nazir. That's what the Mishnah Nazir means, that it was l'niskashrei Evara begidim yet. So what do you see? You see that it gets the form of a nafel, it gets a form of a behema before it gets the gidim. So obviously it could become kodesh before the gidim happened. On top of Amar Aleph, Am Issim Kadoshim Kadim. So you see, Issim Kadoshim is before. So Grashi Mishashin Noitzer, who Kadosh. Vadaili Noitzer, I get, even before the Gidim happened. So Chayr over here, it should be a problem of Ein Issachal Issim. Am Issim Kadoshim Kadim. So my answer is like this. So that's the Kasha. The Kasha was, we said the Chish of our Mishnah is Tumar HaShol, and it's all Chal at the same time, and that's why you can have Gid on Mekadoshim. Afraid the Gemara, the Mekadoshim happened first. And for the Gemara, Afagav the Issa Mekadoshim Kodim, Osi Issa Gid Chayalayu. Issa Gid can be Chal on it. Why? Because it has a Chumrah. And the Chumrah is, Shekain, it's Noyag by Bnei Noyach. Since this Issa is something that's Noyag by Bnei Noyach, which means it's even one of Shem Mitzvah Bnei Noyach. So, actually, Taisal doesn't mean that exactly. Taisal, what it means is that it was said to Yaakov Avinu before Matan Torah, but there was still considered Ben Noach. That's what Taisal learns, actually. But in any case, Taisal says that's what it means. It means Mazman of Yaakov, it doesn't mean Mamash of Ben Noach. But Al-Kabonim, in any case, Lemaisa was saying it has a Chumrah. This type of chumrah is that it's chal ready. It's ready there. It was given to Yaakov already while he was a Ben Noach, and since it was said to Yaakov Avinu from before Matan Torah, therefore it gives it a chumrah, and therefore it can be chal even on the kachim. So Gemara Torah says, "Afgav the Issa kachim mekadoshim mekadim." Still, Asi Issa Gid Chayal Laush Kenes Turi Noach Ben Noach means, like Taisa says, Taisus the Masechet Kachim at the second half of Taisus, that it says that it since it was given before Matan Torah, therefore it has a chumrah. And really, we have the Svara. Who really mentioned the Svara? God was something else. Who says that the din gid anasha is even chal on a behema tameya because of this Svara? And the Maraz Akasha therefore like this: Man Shamalei Hai Svara. Who's the one who says this Svara that a gid that a gid since it's noyig bein noyach it's more chamer? Who said that Svara? Rabbi Yehuda said this Svara. The Gabe. Behemoth Tameya, he says that since it's Noeg by Bnei Noach, therefore gives it a Chumrah. But the Gemara's Kasha is that this part of Mishnah is not going to Rav Yehuda. Well, Mishnah like Rav Yehuda, Tani, Noeg Behemoth Vachaya, B'yarech Shemin, B'yarech Shemal. They get a Nosh as Noeg, Sai in the right leg and Sai in the left leg. And we know Rav Yehuda holds it's only Chal on one leg. And Taisa speaks that you could have said even more. The Mishnah later on says Noeg B'shalal, Paul Rav Yehuda. So obviously the Reisha is not. Obviously, the ratio is not Rabbi Yehuda. So, heck, you say, Pshat, the Mishnah is that the reason why the Gidon Asher is Chal is because it's Noeg Bnei Noach. It's Rabbi Yehuda's Svara. We're not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, the Gemara, High Time, Sol, Kosei, Bechada, Bola, Bechada. He holds of him, Legabe, the Svara of Noeg Bnei Noach, and he argues with him, Legabe, the two Yerechas. But the Gemara says, I stand, I don't hold the whole Svara. Aim the Shamle, Rabbi Yehuda, when the Yehuda said it, the Svara, Bitmeh. By the Isser of a Behemoth Tameh, which is the Issa Lav, so comes over here, the Gid Anasha, and it's Chal in it because it's Noeg Bnei Noach, which means it's Noeg already before, it's full Matan Torah, but it was given to Yaakov Avinu. Masha Inkin, by Kachim, that come to Issa Karis, which is already a very common Digger Isser, Issa Karis can happen, like Rashi says, when you eat a Betumo or Pigul and Isar. So there, Mishamalei, I think Rehuda will say that Gid Anasha, which is only a Lav, we Chal on that because it's Noeg Bnei Noach, that's not enough to be making more Chamer. So we're back Shver exactly, what exactly is the Chiddush of our Mishnah? We tried a few different Shatim. We tried, and the latest problem we tried would say was that it was born as, it was conceived already, and it became Kaidish, and then at the same time, the Gid Anasha was Chal. We said, not true, it doesn't have a Gid yet. So we tried to say, oh, the Gid is Chal afterwards, but that didn't work out either. So what is the Pshat in our Mishnah? Zokta Gemara, our Mishnah was a specific case. Gemara says, Elohokam avakaras askidim. We're talking about a Bechar, the Berechem Kadosh. We're talking about over here, that a Bechar, that the only, that Bechar is different. That here, that the Berechem Kadosh only comes out, it only comes Kadosh when it comes out of the Rechem Imay, not Beshas Yitzirasai. And therefore, the Gid Anasha is Chal first. The Chilat, if you hold that Issa Gid Anasha is Chal by Ubar, like the Tanakhama holds, it is before Issa Mekadoshim. Like we said before, Mekadoshim is always Chal afterwards. And therefore, that is what our Mishnah is telling us, that it's Chal, it can be Chal, Mekadoshim is Chal, the Mekadoshim is Chal on this Gid Anasha. First the Gid Anasha, and then there's Mekadoshim. And the way Rashi explains the Mishnah, the Chiddush of Mishnah is like this: that even though most Mukdashim, Gid is not chal on it, because Gid is the Enchil Issachal Issa. Mukdashim is chal already, but Shasmar and Savlad. And now afterwards, you want the Gid to be chal, that's not going to work. So really, most are not like that. Here's an exception to the rule. Here's a case where the Kachim and the Gid can be chal together, and therefore you can have both Isurim. And that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. The question was, that should have said Makdashim Noyeg Begid, or the other way, the more different kashas. Here, the Ikke Chiddush of Mishnah is that even though Roiv Makdashim Gid is not Chal, there is certain ones that are Chal. That's the Chiddush. Makdashim means there are certain Makdashim where it can be Chal, even if the Kedashim happened first. And what is that? That's by Bechar. The boy saying, Ma'alam Halach is that our Mishnah holds Vlodesh Kachim Aviyosman Kedashim. Our Mishnah will hold that a Vlad Kachim becomes Kachim Behaviyosam. And the Chiddush is, like Rashi, Vashmin and Tanah Didot, like Kachim Me Iman, Ela Behaviyosam Tziyosam. And therefore, the Issa Gid is Noyig by this all Vlodesh Kachim. Why is it Noyig all Vlodesh Kachim? Because it's always first. It's always first. Because Noyig Vashal, and therefore it doesn't come off. And that's the Chiddush of Mishnah. Don't say that B'mei Imon Kedoshim, and therefore the Gid cannot be Chal, because it becomes B'Kedoshim before the Gid. Kamash Malon, no. The Gid happens first. That's the Chiddush of Mishnah. B'Kedoshim means Vlodesh Kachim. And the Chiddush is that always the Gid is Chal first, because the Gid is Chal before it's born, and this man Yama holds that Vlodesh Kachim only get a Din Kachim B'Aviyasim and Kedoshim. Rashi says, what's the Kachim? Because that's what I learned from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Rak Kachacha Ilu Tumurois Ashiyu Allah Ilu Avadis. Vlodes are only become a Vlad Kachim, get hektish, didn't hektish, only when it's born, only by Aviyasim Hei, only when it's born. And that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that Mekadoshim of Vlodes could be Chal, the Gid Anasha. How? Because it's Chal first. So if Tuma Halkim Mais Maskana, either we're talking about a Bechar, which everyone agrees happens when it comes out of the womb, and therefore the Gid is Chal first, or even every Kachim, Vlodes Kachim is Chal first, the Gid. Why? Because the kachim on kachim, not when it's conceived, when it comes a behemoth inside the mother's stomach. Only when it comes kachim, only when it comes out. Only when it comes out, behaviyasim, it comes out into the world, that's when it becomes kachim. Therefore, the gid is chal first. If the gid is chal first, then the kachim is more chamer, it's chal on the gid. And therefore, you can have both the surim, the kachim, and the gid in the same behemoth.